The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. General Michael Flynn issues warning about 2023. He thinks two major things are going to happen in 2023 that are not good, that the globalists are pushing. And he believes they're going to happen this year. You need to hear what General Michael Flynn has to say, because remember, General Michael Flynn was deep into the intelligence agency. He knew a lot. Remember, the deep state, the number one person they didn't want Trump in his administration was General Michael Flynn. That was the first person they really went after to make sure that Trump and him don't get close. That's what they were trying to do. So understand that. So I don't know if what General Michael Flynn is saying is going to happen. I know what he's saying that the globalists want to do. They really do want to do this, no doubt. Whether they succeed is a whole nother situation. Whether they succeed in America, they're eventually going to succeed with a one world government. We know that because the Bible tells me so. So I know that. It's just when is the question, and how will it actually come about? And does it have to come about the way they're trying to have it come about right now? Or can we oppose them? We can oppose them. We don't know exactly how everything comes about, so we always have to fight for what is good. So I'm going to give you video of General Michael Flynn. But right before I do, remember, you probably don't know this, but you can get this video and all of the New American videos for free on your Roku, right on your TV. So if you're always like searching for this show, if you're one of those people and you want it so convenient, if you have Roku, all you have to do is type in The New American in your Roku. That's it. And you will see the app to download. Say download. Boom! You have it. And you will get not just my show, but the other shows at The New American as well. And it's all free. So why not put it on your TV? Use your Roku. Search The New American. The app will be the abbreviation of The New American, TNA. It'll be then you'll know you're at it. But it'll pop up. It's real, real easy. I've done it on my Roku, so I know how easy it is. So go ahead and do that. All right, General Michael Flynn issues a warning about 2023. He did this while he was on InfoWars with Alex Jones. Take a listen.
Well, two things. This year, and I've been saying this for quite some time now, I've been probably talking about this for the last year, that this particular year, 2023, I've been saying that it is going to have two transitions. One of those transitions is the financial transition of the global economic system. Okay. And I'll describe that here in a second. The second transition is the health system, the global health system. And Alex, in one of your, lead into, in the break, when you were talking about some of the things that you were showing a clip of me there, I'd been, watching you off and on, but one of the things, and I think it was like 2010, it may have even been before that, maybe 2007, where you were talking about, the health, the scares that they were bringing forward. And maybe at the time that we might have had some bird flu or some Ebola. But I think the intuition that you had then to talk about where we are now was really prescient. I mean,
And what General Flynn is talking about, it might not be new to you. You might know that they're trying to do this. He thinks they're going to kind of accomplish it in 2023. That's different. I haven't heard someone say that. The WHO is trying to take control of all of the world's health systems, and the Biden administration is trying to hand over America's health system to the WHO to be under their control. We've already fought them off once on that. They're trying to do it again. Whether they succeed or not, I don't know. The financial system, of course, they're trying to change the financial system and bring it down. And they want digital. They do not want any cash money because they want to become communist China and control every aspect of what you do. So that if you disobey, you will know that your entire economic situation could be shut down with the snap of the fingers. Therefore, you will always publicly state that you agree with whatever the evil state is doing above you, whatever your evil government is doing. Well, that's if you're someone who has no courage. But I mean, I'm sure there's people that have courage that won't do that. But the vast majority of people don't have the courage enough to do that when they're talking about all of their money being shut down. How many people have the courage to stand up for what is true and what is right when they could just lie and go with the flow and then their money will be fine? See, what the deep state knows is the people that will have the courage to stand up are most likely, and it's been proven throughout world history, Christians. And not just people who say they're Christian, actually practicing Christians. Those who actually read their Bible. Those Christians, not people who just attend church and say they're a Christian. No, but actually people who read their Bible Christians on their own. What a concept. Those Christians are getting super strong and are going to get stronger. And they will rely on God, not government. See, the government, by changing the financial system, what they want you to do is bow down to the government as your God. And they are in competition, direct competition with God. And how dare Christians say, no, I'll rely on God over the government. A lot of this stuff would be unconstitutional, by the way. A lot of this stuff they really can't really pull off. It won't be legal unless the American people just allow the Constitution to be shredded, allow the Democrats to take the Constitution and wipe their butt and flush it down the toilet with it. And that's already happened, folks. I went ballistic when they shut everything down for COVID-19 in 2020. They took the Constitution and tore it up in every single state. Almost every single state. I shouldn't say every single state, but almost every single state. And we did nothing. You lost every constitutional right you could possibly have. They were all violated. All of them. All your rights violated. All of them. That's not an exaggeration. I know. I was going through my rights. I was like, during what was happening, I'm like, oh my goodness, every single one, including one that you wouldn't even think they would do, the infringement on my right to worship, my right to go to church, which is so direct and blatant, you would think they wouldn't do it, but they did. Every single constitutional right I had was violated during COVID-19, and most people did nothing to show that they cared. I wasn't asking for people to do very much. I just wanted people to send a message that, no, you can't do this in America. And all you had to do, this is not a joke, this is dead serious, and many of you know this is true. And this is what I beg people to do, but that most people wouldn't do it. All people had to do was have the courage to stand up to the Walmart greeter or whoever was standing at the door at their grocery store, which were public places. And people don't understand that when you're open to the public, that's totally different than a private business. They tried to trick you and you didn't, and most people didn't understand. My constitutional rights don't end when you're open to the public. I get to bring in America my constitutional rights to any public place. If you are a business and you want to violate my constitutional rights, then you must close to the public. Then if you close to the public and it's private, and then you invite me to come in, but it's private and you set up rules because you're not open to the public, then maybe you can set up some rules that I might not agree with and I would just have to walk away and say, okay, I'm leaving this establishment. But if you're open to the public, I am allowed, you're saying anyone can come in here, and then I come in here and you say, not you, we're violating, we're going to make a medical decision for you to come in here. We're open to the public, but your constitutional rights don't count when you're at Walmart, just so you know. I was not going to allow that to happen. So all we had to do was have enough people have the courage to stand up to those people, the people greeting at grocery stores, the Walmart greeter, who's usually retired and didn't even want to hassle you, but was being forced to do so. Some of them. Others had power trips, and you could see what type of people they are. People that would never, should never move up in any job anywhere. There were some of those people. They were given the, they're a low level person given power at the door, and they were monsters. And you're like, okay, that person should never move up anywhere in any position in any company. So anyways, I couldn't get people to stand up to the Walmart greeter. I don't believe that the American people will stand up for their constitutional rights against an actual oppressive government. This is what your oppressive, your reason why the government's being so oppressive and keeps shredding your constitutional, you know why the Biden administration ignores all the rule of law? Because nobody stood up during the mask situation. That's why, because they know what I know. The American people are all talk when it comes to standing up for their rights. Talk, 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 talk. I just watched people talk so tough. Guys that I thought would be the toughest SOBs, really, that's what they acted like. And those people were wimpy and putting on masks. And I can't stand up to the Walmart greeter, but they got a sticker that says, don't tread on me, and they acted like they were tough, that they would stand up for their rights. They did not. This is the truth. I know I'm being harsh. I don't know if you're one of those people. I'm not trying to pick on. I'm hoping most people that are watching this video felt like me. And I think a lot of you did. Some of you that are watching this video know that you should have stood up and you failed. That's okay. We still want you. Now you stand up, learn from the mistake and say, I'm going to stand up now. We're happy to have you because we can't win without you. We lost without you. You see what happened? We tried. 5% of us, 5% of us tried to defeat that mass thing. Eventually we did. So I shouldn't say we lost. But for a period of time, we were losing. For a period of time, our 5%, we were drowning in frustration. We felt like if we keep persevering, maybe we will win. We eventually did and got it started to go back. And then I said, once it gets to 20 to 30% of people not wearing masks, they're going to lose it. And right at that time, when it got to about that point, I was paying attention. That's when then they said this vaccine thing was coming out and that also helped get rid of the mask thing. And it wasn't fully, it was somewhat people standing up, but it wasn't fully people standing up. The point is you remember what happened. I don't know what your situation was. It doesn't matter what you did then. Thank you if you stood up and you were part of that super strong 5% that had to be there. Thank you for doing so. And if you weren't part of that strong 5%, we need you now to be part of that so that it's not a 5% the next time. Because there's always a next time with these people. Always. I don't know. It might not be. I don't think they can ever do the mass thing fully to what they did before. I think we fully defeated that. They're going to try. They've tried already several times. I don't think they can do it. So what General Flynn is warning, yes. Yes. They're going to try. Will it happen in 2023? Can they destroy the entire financial system in 2023? Again, I think this coincides with America's destruction from a physical attack. I think we will be seeing warning signs of that. And when we're really close to that, our physical attack will happen. And then it will all be irrelevant because America will be no more. And then they'll be happy, the globalists. And then they will just say, okay, well, America's no more. The world will move on without America into the global government. And first wars will break out because America won't be the police state. There's no one there to stop the enemies from attacking each other once America's gone, if that were to happen. And then someone will have to step in to create peace around the world. And how they will do that is, again, everyone must be under one rule, one government. If we're all one government and there's no border society, basically, then there's nothing to fight over. That's how they'll do it. So part of, I think plan B is just destroy America. Plan A is strip America's wealth, bring it down, and try to get it as part of the global government. But I think they've realized there's too many American citizens that will oppose it. There wasn't enough people opposing the massing, but there might be a 30% opposition in the future instead of 5%. There might be a 30% opposition. And if that's the case, they can't win. And if they think that they can't win whatsoever, then World War III that they keep pushing us towards, that they are gearing up as Plan B, will happen. Are they really gearing up? Have they pushed us towards this? You know what? InfoWars had a great video montage about them moving us towards World War III. I want to play it for you. It's really, really well done. Take a look.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
I promise you we'll be able to do it.
Tonight, sabotage at sea. That's what President Biden is calling the leaks and explosions on the Nord Stream pipelines.
Like a boiling cauldron, the busy Baltic Sea bursting with gas from ruptured Russian Nord Stream reinforced pipelines.
First on CNN, sources telling us that European security officials observed Russian Navy ships earlier this week in the vicinity of those leaks in the Nord Stream pipelines that were likely caused by underwater explosions.
Here's what we know. We know that Russian support ships, Russian Navy support ships, were spotted in the vicinity of the leaks on these pipelines. We were also told by a source familiar with the intelligence that Russian submarines were spotted in the general area last week.
I think this is clearly an act of sabotage of some sort, and Russia is certainly the most likely suspect.
It's incredibly alarming.
President Vladimir Putin has blamed the United States and its allies for blowing up the undersea Nord Stream pipelines.
It was a deliberate act of sabotage, and now the Russians are pumping out disinformation and lies.
If Russia wanted to shut off the pipeline, they would flip the button, they would twist the knob. They don't need to blow it up. It's theirs. It starts in Russia.
So it was pretty obvious to us the Biden administration was involved in this.
They have been lying to us all along about this. There's no way the United States was not either involved or knew about this, or at the very minimum, approved it.
Today, a senior U.S. government official rejected a new claim by Russia's defense minister. He claimed that Ukraine is preparing to detonate a radioactive dirty bomb with Western help on its own territory.
This is the first time the 101st Airborne Division has deployed to Europe since World War II.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews. Just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III.
The U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war, and they will have to fight, and they will be dying.
Air sirens blaring across much of central and eastern Ukraine today as Putin's forces ramp up.
Washington has placed more than 8,000 U.S.-based troops on a heightened state of alert.
Today, the U.S. sent in the cavalry, bound for Romania, right along the Ukrainian border.
If we continue down this path, we may end up with a nuclear holocaust.
CNN has learned that the U.S. is developing contingency plans for possible Russian escalation in its war in Ukraine, including the potential use of tactical nuclear weapons.
Russian President Vladimir Putin today making it official. He just formally suspended Russia's involvement in its last remaining nuclear arms control treaty with the United States.
The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility.
Every actuary, every historic war game, every analysis shows this leads to total thermal nuclear war.
Yeah, there you go. And I think that's really well done, showing you the lead up. But here, let me tell you what I really think is going on with the globalists, that I think the decision has already been made by the globalists that they can't stop these stinking Christian conservatives in America, and that they have to do World War III. And Plan B is now Plan A. And I think they've already made the decision, let's poke Russia, let's get America to poke Russia. And they've been working at that because they've abandoned the other tactics. I think so. And I think that the American globalists are not in on it in this aspect. The American globalists think, yeah, that might be plan B, but the American globalists are still on plan A. The financial takedown of America, the slow break, and that the promise that they will get to rule in the global world government, they'll get to rule with power, and that they got to help bring America down. And the world globalists are sitting back saying, these people are suckers. Let's get them to keep poking Russia and tell them it's part of that plan A. But really, we just need Putin and America to go to war so that A, America gets destroyed. Goal number one. They have to have that for a global government. America has to not exist anymore. B, they want Russia removed because Putin won't follow a global government. So if there is a response from America, they get to kill both enemies of the global government. The American people are the enemy. Now, our government's not the enemy of a global government. They're all for it. The American people are the enemy of the global government. So having nuclear bombs go off in giant populated areas and cities in America gets rid of the American people. That's what they want to happen. Then they hope maybe there's a response and Putin and Russia gets taken out. Here's what I think. Putin and Russia will not get taken out, so they'll get half of what they want if this were to occur, because I don't think the Biden administration would ever respond, ever. And I think Russia isn't stupid. They would do it in a way with all their allies and all these different people threatening to attack us, China, North Korea, Iran, Turkey, and there's others. But there's plenty of nuclear powers, including even like Pakistan, who's a nuclear power, that could attack us. And we're not going to randomly just launch. And Russia isn't going to launch from their mainland. They're not stupid enough to do that. They can launch from the sea where we would never know who hit us. So I believe if this were to occur, America would get destroyed. The globalists would be happy, but they would be a little bit disappointed that Putin would still be around. But eventually, I think Russia will get taken out eventually after that. Anyways, that's what I think is going on. I think the globalists have already moved to, we've got to get America into World War III and destroy it. I think they've already given up that they can stop people like you and me. I think we've shown them they can't stop us. We won't give in. So they've got to go to the destruction of America. I'm not saying, see, I don't tell you things to make you tune in. I know that makes people upset. Why would you want to tune in if I'm this doom and gloom? It's not. Folks, I'm telling you what I see. If I see something really bad and I think that's what's coming, and I'm usually right on this stuff, sadly, my track record is phenomenal on this stuff, better than most people in the world. I'm not saying that to be cocky. I'm saying that when I say these things, don't take it lightly. Understand, if I'm willing to say it on public record, we're getting very, very close. I don't know for sure. I can't tell you for sure. But I can tell you this for sure. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. You better get right with God. I love you guys. That's why I told you. See ya.
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now.
Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.